Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.3, Data Storage Solutions. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills Applications of Cloud Computing in the Cloud Computing Essentials for Product Owners course. In this lesson, we'll explore key topics such as the comparison of AWS S3 and Google Cloud Storage, understanding cloud storage models, and evaluating storage needs for businesses. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to differentiate between major cloud storage providers and select appropriate solutions for your business needs. Main content comparison of AWS S3 and Google Cloud Storage. When it comes to cloud storage, two of the most popular services are Amazon Web Services, AWS, Simple Storage Service, S3, and Google Cloud Storage. Both platforms provide robust features, but they cater to different needs and preferences. AWS S3 is known for its scalability and durability. It offers a range of storage classes designed for different use cases, from frequently accessed data to long-term archival storage. AWS pricing model is based on how much data you store and transfer, which can be advantageous for businesses with fluctuating data needs. Additionally, S3 integrates seamlessly with other AWS services, making it a preferred choice for companies already entrenched in the AWS ecosystem. On the other hand, Google Cloud Storage focuses on simplicity and ease of use. Its user-friendly interface allows non-technical users to manage their storage with minimal effort. Google Cloud Storage also supports automatic data redundancy across multiple regions, ensuring high availability and reliability. Its pricing structure is competitive, particularly for data egress, making it a solid choice for businesses looking to minimize costs while maintaining performance. For instance, if your business requires a service that seamlessly integrates with other tools and needs advanced data management features, AWS S3 might be the right fit. Conversely, if your priority is an intuitive user interface and cost-effective data transfer, Google Cloud Storage could be the better option. Understanding cloud storage models. Before selecting a cloud storage provider, it's essential to understand the different cloud storage models available. The three primary models are object storage. This model stores data as objects, each containing the data itself, metadata, and a unique identifier. AWS S3 and Google Cloud Storage both utilize this model, making it highly scalable and suitable for unstructured data like media files and backups. Block storage. Block storage divides data into blocks, which can be managed independently. This model is often used in traditional computing environments, such as databases and virtual machines. While AWS offers Elastic Block Store, EBS, for this purpose, it's less commonly used for general file storage. File storage. This model allows users to store data in a hierarchical format, similar to traditional file systems. It is ideal for scenarios where multiple users need access to the same files. While AWS offers Elastic File System, EFS, Google Cloud Storage also supports file storage through its File Store service. Understanding these models can help you determine which type of storage is best suited for your business needs. For example, if your business primarily deals with media files, object storage might be the most effective choice, while block storage could be ideal for applications that require consistent performance and low latency. Evaluating storage needs for businesses. Evaluating your business's storage needs involves considering several factors: data volume, access frequency, and compliance requirements. Start by assessing how much data you currently have and how much you expect to accumulate in the coming years. This will help you choose a provider that can scale with your business. Next, consider how frequently you need to access your data. If your business requires immediate access to data, a service with fast retrieval times, like AWS S3 with its various storage classes, may be crucial. Alternatively, if your data is infrequently accessed, you might opt for a more cost-effective solution, such as Google Cloud Storage's ColdLine. Lastly, think about any compliance requirements relevant to your industry. While your company currently has no compliance regulations, it's wise to adopt practices that align with potential future requirements. Ensure that the storage provider you choose offers features such as data encryption and geographical redundancy to safeguard your information. Additionally, consider how data recovery options and service level agreements, SLAs, might impact your decision. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the comparison of AWS S3 and Google Cloud Storage, understood different cloud storage models, and evaluated storage needs for businesses. By differentiating between cloud storage providers, you are now better equipped to select the appropriate solution for your business needs. As you move forward, consider how these storage solutions can support your overall business strategy and growth. Reflection questions: which features of AWS S3 or Google Cloud Storage align most closely with your current business needs, and why? How do the different cloud storage models influence your choice of data storage solutions? What considerations should you keep in mind when evaluating your business's future storage needs?